Talking today with Dr. Chad Hart from Iowa State, Extension Grain Market Economist. Chad, you were here at Farm Bureau talking with these folks, and there were two or three of your screenshots fairly early on that kind of really just jumped out at me. One in particular had to do with the extent of this last year's drought as far as how to hit yields on corn, and the fact that we had a lot of Corn Belt states that just didn't yield very good at all, but yet we still came up with a pretty decent crop.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you look at this. The idea is that, you know, this drought, you know, it was the drought of 2011 in the Southern Plains, so Texas, Oklahoma, you guys took it then. 12, it moved up into the Corn Belt, so Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, we took the beating this year. But as you said, the idea is that while our yields are down, we had enough acreage in place across this country that this, even in this drought, this was the eighth biggest corn crop we've ever produced. And it's because we made up the yield loss with an acreage gain that helped keep production up.
And as you think about the size of the overall production, we covered most of our needs here over this last marketing year.
We covered a fair amount. I mean, the idea is demand had to pull back to match the short crop. But when you look, yeah, we still have a little in stock. We saw feed demand back off a little bit. We saw ethanol demand back off a little bit. The market sector that gave up the most was exports. We've cut those pretty darn hard. But the idea is, yeah, we're still balancing out supply and demand across the ag markets.
At the same time, I think it's interesting, and I don't know that you necessarily got into this a whole lot, but yet we've seen we've still fed and marketed a lot of that corn that we fed, even though we kept back some, through our pork and beef that we've continued to sell pretty good quantities to.
Well, that's the deal. When you look at our production side, the outlook now for 2013 is that beef's going to pull back a little bit. Pork may actually grow in 2013. Broilers will pull back a little bit, but turkey's going to grow a little bit. So meat production on a whole is holding up very well considering the high feed costs that we've had. We continue, as you say, to market our crops through our livestock, through our meats. And arguably on the meat side, the strength has been the international market. Exports on the meat side continue to remain robust, and I'm going to argue help support livestock as we look out 2013 into 2014. Hopefully we'll see some profitable margins for our cattle, hog, and poultry producers as we move through 2013.
When you look at the whole body of work that USDA released this last week on Friday at midday, what does that tell you as far as the overall corn, soybean, wheat, cotton crops for 2012?
Well, when you look at the crops themselves, the drought had its biggest impact on corn. But as we mentioned earlier, even with corn, we're still talking about the eighth biggest corn crop we've ever produced. Soybeans was down a little. Wheat, we actually produced more in 12 than we did in 11. Cotton, we produced more than we did in 12 than we did in 11. So the idea is that it was a mixed bag as far as the drought hitting the production side. But almost all those markets have had to deal with drought pricing as well. And they have to deal with relative prices between each other because they're going to be in competition for acreage as we move into 2013. So the drought continues to shape all those markets, even if it didn't hit the yields in 12.
You mentioned competing for acres.
Mm-hmm.
Competition, I guess, with that, with these numbers kind of actually begins and effectively. So what's the horse race going to look like this year?
Well, the first horse out of the gate was wheat. Winter wheat, you think about it, that's the first shot you get. We put in more winter wheat this year, but the idea is the drought hampered the stands we've got out there. We're looking at fairly poor stands as you look across the Great Plains, and so one of the first questions out of the gate is, how much does wheat lose possibly to corn and soybeans as we move into this spring? As you think about where prices are at right now, corn's still leading the horse race as far as offering a better relative price. I'm going to argue beans is in that second slot. Wheat's probably third. Cotton's the one trailing on the back end right now. And so as you look here, that competition in 13 is shaping up a lot like the competition in 12. Where in 12 we saw corn area go up 4.5 million acres. We saw soybean area increase by over 1 million acres. We saw wheat, depending on your type, some went up, others went down. Cotton was the one that gave up 2 million acres last year. we'll likely see something like that happen again in 13.
Overall, when you look at your producers in your part of the world, Iowa and your neighboring states, the corn belt and soybean belt, the heart of it, it was not an easy year, obviously. You've got a lot of folks that relied on crop insurance. Overall profitability for 12 and then the prospects for staying profitable in 13.
Well, that's the deal. When you look at what happened through 12, was it a rough year? Definitely. We saw reduced production, but prices popped up. And so when you look at the value of production in 2012, the 2012 corn and soybean crops will turn out to be the most valuable crops we've ever produced. And so when we're looking at our net farm income, it's not just Iowa and the surrounding states. When you look at the national level, 2011, we set a record for net farm income. 2012 will not be that far off the record and has the possibility of maybe becoming a record level. So agriculture, especially crop agriculture, has actually done very well despite all the problems. And as we look into 2013 with the prices I'm seeing on the futures market right now, 13 looks to be a fairly profitable year right now. There are numbers on the board where farmers can make a profitable return. And so, you know, typically when I talk in crop agriculture, I like to remind farmers that in the long run, our average profits are zero. Over the last 5 years, we've had good, strong profit margins. That eventually is going to come to an end. But at least as I look out right now in 13, the end's not here yet. 13 still looks decent. You can lock in some of this now. And I recommend doing some of that because you never know when those returns can disappear.
Everything that we're hearing from the Southern Plains, we've not seen near the appreciation of land prices that you folks have seen. Mm-hmm. How does that factor into this profitability thing and the ability of your guys to be able to operate?
Yeah. Well, I think in this case, people ask about the land values in Iowa and how can you sustain that? And I point back to the crop prices we've got. And you think about how corn prices have ratcheted up over the past 5 years. Kind of matches what we've seen in land values. And I'm going to argue that makes sense. The idea is the land value should be tied to the income you can get from the land. What's that income represented by? Crop price. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing in Iowa and surrounding states are the farmers taking the profits they've gotten 2008, 9, 10, 11, here even in 12, and they're reinvesting in their business by buying land. And so as I look at that, that's a dynamic that makes sense. It's a fundamental relationship. The income you can get from the land versus the value you put on that land. But it also says that if crop prices do go down, and eventually they will, then we should also see the land values in the upper Midwest back off as well. And I point out that's happened before. You look back 2008 going into 2009. That was when we saw corn prices back off with the recession. And you know what we saw in Iowa? We saw land values back off just the same.